avoid using the word bull?
Oh, no, I won't. I'd be okay. Interested in knowing some.
Well, there's, let me see. They'll call, for example, a beast or an animal the top cow.
That's a euphemism?
Yes, that's one of my favorites.
That sounds like a euphemism of Iago's. Old black ram is now tupping your white ewe.
Okay, what about, what is it you, I'm sure you've said it already, but the kind you keep for milk, the animal you keep for milk is what?
A milk cow.
Okay. And if you have...
Or just a moo cow.
A moo cow, okay. Let me see. The animals that are that used to be used besides horses to carry a heavy load were what?
Oxen,
okay. And if you had four of them, that would be what?
A team,
okay. And if you had two?
You'd really have two teams.
Two teams.
You know, I think a team is two.
Teams two, mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, and... What about the other things besides oxen that are sort of like horses?
Mules,
okay. What if you had two of those? What would you call two mules?
I'm not sure. I think a couple of mules, you know, or maybe a brace of mules, but that sounds... too contrived.
Okay.
Yeah. I just say a couple of mules. I don't think that.
Okay.
Is there any kind of word that is used for two mules often?
Well, often that people, I think people are more familiar with them, like use pair.
Mm-hmm.
So they talk about pair. Okay, what about a little baby cow? Firstborn is called what?
That is interesting you bring that up. I now say calf.
Uh-huh.
But my mother, when she was, when I was young, used to really darken the L in that. And with both half and calf. And even palm would be palm and half and calf.
Uh-huh.
But I now say half and calf, you know.
When you were younger.
When I was younger, I really did, I followed that speech. Of course, I got my ass beat for it many times, you know. Mm-hmm. Half? What is this half crap? You know?
Where was that corrected? That would have been corrected in school?
Probably,
or by your friends or by your teachers or by both? Or
I think mainly by my pills once getting into school.
If a cow is expecting a calf, when she has it, you say she's going to what?
Calve.
She's going to calve, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a male horse?
A male horse?
Yeah.
A stud or a stallion.
Stud or a stallion, okay. And,
Depending on whether, you know, he's been arranged or not, of course.
Okay.
Be a gelding otherwise, you know, if he's been de-sexed, you know,
okay.
Unsexed, would be a gelding.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, okay. Any special words used that you know of by farmers or around women?
For male horse?
Yeah.